Good afternoon. It's February 17th, Friday, 1:41 p.m. Oh, yeah. It's been a kind of a hectic day today. I had to go pick up younger daughter's homework from school because I completely blew it off last night. I was actually, I think, talking to all of you when I was supposed to have been driving to school. Yeah. Anyway, and part of the morning, a good portion of the morning, was taken up with auto repair. Nothing serious, routine maintenance. I just needed to go sit in dealer's room lot for, and the dealer's room, waiting room for an hour while they did the maintenance. We'll need to go back again. Perhaps I'll take my laptop with me and write while I'm there. So yeah, thanks for all of the fond wishes and cheerful notes about yesterday's trying day. The reality is I probably should have known better going in. And I've since had subsequent conversations with the parties in question. And I don't think mainstream press really understands that their advance is not payment in advance for work to be done, but is in fact making up for revenue shortfalls from the anticipated sales. The idea that I might actually be selling more books alone than I could with them is somewhat foreign. I think it's because they don't really understand the size of the independent book market. I read something today, I think it was on David Goffrin's blog, about 60% of all books sold in the U.S. are paper, which is down from 80% a couple of years ago. And I thought about that and think, you know, you gotta question that statistic, because I'm not sure of the provenance. Who's saying this? If it's the mainstream press, if it's the ABA, the American Booksellers Association, then it's exceptionally colored. Because while it's probably true that among American Booksellers Association members, the amount of money spent on paperback books represents about 60% of the money spent on ebooks. And I don't know how the booksellers would know that, since they don't, as a rule, sell ebooks. There has to be some sort of aggregating going on. But none of the people that I know, except for now Michael Sullivan and a few authors that I know from the Northern Colorado Writers, actually are included in the pool. Almost everyone that I know sells outside of the sample. Now, to get an idea of what kind of scope that is, last year there were 300,000 titles published in the United States by recognized publishers, but over 1 million titles published by independents. So about three quarters of all the books sold last year, or published last year, are outside of the accounting system, are outside of the polling. So that if they count up books sold and only count those books sold by mainstream press, they're missing three quarters of all of the titles published. Now, the idea that the majority of people only ever sell 100 books is probably true. In fact, I suspect there are a lot of people, in fact, I've seen a few, who have sold perhaps fewer than 10 books in a couple of years. So that skews the average a bit. But on the other end of that scale are people like me. And I've sold, probably 60,000 units by now across all the books, all the platforms. And considerably more than 60%, than 40% of those are ebooks. More like 80% ebook to 20% paper. And I can't help but wonder if all of the other people are as well. Now, keep in mind that if they're going by units sold, not by revenue, and they're counting the massive outliers of those people who sell 100,000 units in a year, and there are a few. I think George Martin's latest sold out of a print run of 250,000, so that's a pretty good number. And he probably earned a buck a piece on those, so that was pretty good. That's pretty good money for him. And I suspect he got a good advance. So, yeah, I mean, for him, it works out okay. But I really don't think that 60% of the books sold in America are paper anymore. I think that's the number that comes down as an average based on some samples that are fundamentally flawed because they're based on what mainstream press reports. So it's an interesting idea. I was also playing along at home with some hypothetical questions about what do we need to be doing as writers in this rapidly changing environment. And one of the suggestions was keeping an eye on the bestseller lists and understanding why those books are there. Now, another suggestion was staying in touch with popular culture so that you know what people are buying and what people are reading. And that struck me as more than a little disingenuous, coming from an agent who knows perfectly well that what somebody is buying and reading today is not an artifact, is not a target I can shoot for as an author using an agent in a mainstream publication environment. Because the lead time means that by the time my book gets out, the public is going to be onto something different. Well, I don't think they quite understand that yet. So I made some rather pithy comments about how I don't follow popular culture. I don't, as a rule, look at the bestseller lists unless I happen to be on it. So it's one of those, I think you're going at this backwards kinds of conversations, because the reality is, and another author wrote and sided with me in the comment stream and said that he agreed, because if you write what you want to read and people will come along with you for the ride. Because if you write what you want to read, then the chances are very good that someone else will share that as well. And I know that's really been a guiding principle behind what I want to write, is what I want to read, with some notable exceptions for invited stuff. But even those stories were stories about those universes that I wanted to read, stories that I wanted to use to explore some ideas. Not stories that were particularly popular mainstream, but just stories that I like the sound of. Which reminds me, I've got a couple of those due. I better get moving. Anyway, so yeah, I was very curious. It was an odd juxtaposition with my conversations with mainstream press And this idea that if you pay attention to what's on the bestseller list, figure out how they get there, then perhaps you could be there too. And I made at the end, and I haven't gone back to see lately if anything's come from it since, is that I figure it's probably about my equal chances of my title showing up on the New York Times bestseller list as my name appearing on a PGA finals board, PGA leaders board. And the reason is I'm not playing that game. It's very curious. It's like there's, for some portion of the writing community, there really is only one game. There's really only the mass market success, get a bestseller on the New York Times and a contract with one of the bigs, and you're an author. There's something there. And the idea, of course, is that having a bestseller means you make a lot of money. And the reality is having a bestseller means your publisher makes a lot of money. Now, that's not the case with Ryden, which may be one of the reasons I'm having difficulty getting Ryden to move. But the reality of how this works is that, I mean, the paperback royalties are 7% of the cover price, out of which generally 15% has to go to an agent. So, yeah, on an ebook it's slightly more, but it's really, it's like 17% of the cover price once the agent's cut comes out. And it's agency model. And the problem with that, of course, is that for every buck above five for list price of an ebook, generally speaking, it seems to be pretty true, although there are exceptions, you lose about half your sales. So if you're selling 100 a month at $5, you'll sell 50 a month at $6. You'll sell 25 a month at $7. And by the time you cross 10, you're selling maybe a book a day. And while that's great, you're selling a book a day, you're making, on the ebook, you're making 17 cents. No, well, $1.70. 17%. Yeah, $1.70. A month. This isn't rocket science. If I sell 10 a day at $5, that's what, 60, 85 cents. But that's $8.50 a day. Times 30 days. It's $260. Compared to $1.70 at $10. And this is a dynamic that they don't seem to grasp. This is a dynamic that I'm having a difficult time making people understand about the difference between mainstream press and independent press. When I look at something like, I look at Mike Sullivan's books, great books. He's tickled to death with the offer that he got for his 6 books from Orbit. And they have done a fair amount for him for their 6-figure advance. They've given him new covers. They're publishing him in different countries. They're doing a bunch of things to help keep his books on the front page. They're in bookstores around the country. And his Amazon sales rank is actually only slightly above Ravenwood's right now. And Ravenwood's really at a level where I really need to get this next book out to bring it back up. So if this is what mainstream press can do for me, take a successful franchise and reduce the number of sales that I get and cut the amount of money I can make from those sales. And honestly, I don't know what I was expecting to see from a deal from one of the bigs. And yeah, it wasn't a U.S. big, but it was still one of the bigs. Very curious. It's very, I think I might have been blinded by the shining lights there for a moment to think that something could actually come of this. But the reality is, and in the conversations that I had with them today, I said, you know, the amount of advance that I would need to ask is so large that I'm not convinced that you could earn it back. And I'm not comfortable making that kind of assertion, because if I look at the world rights, which is what they wanted to buy, world rights exclusive of US and Canada. If I look at world rights and what I've got right now, just with one listing on Amazon, I can make it myself into English language sites on France, Italy, Spain. If I could get them translated, I could do better probably in those markets. Now, I might hire a translator, I don't know. I wonder if Catherine Mamer would be interested in translating to German. I wonder what she'd charge me. Anyway, so it's what happens, and the market for English language in these countries, in these foreign language countries, is really quite small. But what happens when Amazon India opens up later this year? And I know we have this picture of India as this kind of poverty-stricken, barely out of rural ideal. But that's such a cliche, it's really silly. Yeah, there's a lot of poor people in India. There's a lot of poor people in the United States. We don't think of the U.S. as being mostly poor, but the reality is we are. Not quite as poor as some of the people in India, perhaps, but on a scale, one of the things to remember is they have three times the people. More. No, three. 1.1, 1.2 billion people compared to 300 and something thousand here. So their wealthiest 25% is bigger than 80% of the U.S. That's a hell of a market for English language books. And remember, in India, most educated Indians, most Indians who are not living in villages, in fact, even some of those, most people in India speak English. The colonial influence of the United Kingdom for, a century has inculcated English into the fabric of Indian culture. That's a hell of a market. And I'm well aware that, yeah, okay, it's not going to be an easy sell. It's not going to be a straight shot in. It's not going to be a slam dunk. But if I'm doing 10% of my sales in Britain, in the UK, in a market that's about a third to a quarter as big as the US, what's going to happen when Amazon India opens? Will I double my income? Will we drop the books for Amazon India? Will we drop the price? Maybe. You know, do you want 70% of 6,000 books or 50% of 60,000 books? Duh. So I don't know. This whole thing has been very curious, but the reality has been brought home to me in the last 24 hours that what I made as a flip comment actually carries a lot more depth. You're not going to see my name on a PGA board. And you're probably not going to see my books on a New York Times bestseller list. Because I'm not playing in either of those games. So it's kind of moot. A measurement stick that is irrelevant. Anyway, boy, I made that one in record time. I'm back at the main gate, the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.